This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
There are so many things happening this weekend. One of them is Canines Unleashed out at the Douglas County Fairgrounds. Lieutenant Brad O'Dell back in studio. Talk about this event this weekend.
Well, good morning, Kyle. We're really excited that the Unleashed event is coming back. It's not been happening for the last couple of years because of COVID, but this year we were able to make it happen, and we'll be back on Sunday.
Yeah, you know, that is like such the common theme right now of guest segments here. Even some of the other things we're talking about that are happening this weekend haven't happened for a couple of years, and people are excited to have all these things going on. So what will take place if somebody comes out? What will they see on Sunday?
Well, we'll be doing police dog demonstrations. The handlers will be there. The dogs will be there. And this is really the community's opportunity to come out and watch these dogs in action and see them and how they work.
Oftentimes, you might see a news report, hear something we talk about where a canine is involved in an arrest, but unless you happen to be in the wrong place at the right time or something like that, you don't always get to see exactly what takes place. I mean, you kind of get an idea. Talk about how these dogs are trained.
Well, there's a lot of training that goes in with the dogs. So initially, when the dog is paired with their handler, they go through a training course that typically takes several weeks to become a certified team. And then there's ongoing maintenance. These dogs and teams are training every single week. There's a lot of time spent with the dog and reinforcing the good behavior and correcting behavior that needs to be corrected. And so this is really an opportunity for the canine handlers to demonstrate their dog's abilities and also show the community really the investment that they've poured into these animals.
And my understanding is the dogs are trained differently. Some are in one specialty area, sometimes more in another.
Yeah, so most of the dogs that the sheriff's office has are all canine tracking dogs. So they are specifically trained to find people. But there are dogs that are trained in narcotics use, and I believe that we'll have one there for demonstration on Sunday. These animals are very versatile and can be trained in various aspects of police work.
You know, a number of years ago, and I don't remember who was involved with this or which agency, we had one of the canine officers in when we were in our prior building, and actually it was during a time of day when a lot of people were out in the noon hour, and actually had a person hide and have the dog find them and all of that. It was pretty fascinating to watch.
It really is. It's really impressive to see them in action. And again, Sunday is the community's opportunity to come and see that and really just see how well they work and how tuned in they are.
And doing this does not come without a significant expense. I mean, at the front end, you've got to pay for the animal and then you've got to keep the animal fed, et cetera.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. So the dogs alone cost somewhere around $12,000 just for the dog themselves. And then you add in training costs and equipment and equipping a vehicle, as well as the ongoing maintenance of the dogs. And so there's a lot of investment in these things, and we really couldn't do it without the help and support of the Friends of the Canine Group and our private donors.
And talk about between the law enforcement agencies. I mean, there are only so many dogs. How you guys all work together?
Well, and that's the key, is the interagency cooperation. So if there's an incident down in, let's say, Myrtle Creek, and they need canine resources, we will send those resources there. If we need assistance with a narcotics detection dog, we can reach out to the agencies that have those. And it's really that interagency partnership that makes this whole program work.
And a bit of a commitment for the officer as well. You know, when this was really reintroduced or pushed further along a number of years ago, I asked somebody, well, what do the dogs do when they're not working, technically? And only to find out that the pairing and the relationship with the officers is maybe tighter than people expect.
It really is. There's a bond that is formed between the handler and the dog, and they become like family. And so aside from the training aspect of it, each and every week, these officers are partnered with their dogs and are working with them and caring for them. And, you know, they're part of their family. Their kids know them. The community knows them. And there's really a bond and a relationship that's formed between them.
So, I mean, they're literally living with the officers at the house.
They are. Yes.
So if people want to get out and support this, how can they do that when they come out?
Yeah, so the event starts on Sunday at 3 p.m. down at the Douglas County Fairgrounds. It'll be in the Speedway area. The Friends of the Canine Group will be there. They'll have merchandise for sale if people are interested. We'll have stuffed dogs, T-shirts, lap blankets, a number of other things for purchase. But really, this is just an opportunity for free for families to come out. There's no cost to attend. Come out, watch, have a good time, interact with the officers, have the opportunity to meet the dogs, and then if you feel like you can do it or want to do it, you can make a donation at that time.
All right, so that's happening 3 o'clock on Sunday. I wanted to add in real quick, you'd mentioned this just before we went on. You were back in Washington, D.C. a few days ago. Talk about that.
Yeah, so another Honor Guard member and myself flew out to Washington, D.C. on Friday of last week. We went there to attend the National Peace Officer Memorial Ceremony, and it was quite the experience. We went not only to honor Deputy Alan Burdick, whose name was added to the wall this year, but also the five other officers who have died in the line of duty here in Douglas County. We got in on Friday, and we attended a candlelight vigil on Friday evening, which was really spectacular and amazing. It was a great way to honor the fallen and their families. And then we attended the Peace Officer Memorial Ceremony on Sunday on the Capitol grounds.
And I would imagine it's hard to be at something like that and not get a bit choked up.
Yeah, it really reaffirms why you do what you do as an Honor Guard member. Our mission is to remember our fallen and never to forget the sacrifice of their families. It was eye-opening and just reaffirmed why we do what we do. There is a couple of moments that really stick out for me that I don't think I'll forget.
And how many people were out there for that?
Gosh, there were thousands of people. There were over 500 officers that were honored this year. Some of those were historical. Most of them were from 2021, line of duty death.
Wow. And in Douglas County, is it seven that we've had?
We've had six.
Six, okay. And three of those, though, from the same incident, I guess.
That's correct. In 1985, there was a helicopter crash where we lost three deputies in the Steamboat area.
Okay, that was before I was here, so I wasn't as familiar with that. And one of them even goes to the Roseburg blast as well.
That's correct.
From 1959. So, well, I'm sure that's, like you said, something you're not going to forget. Was that your first time back in D.C., or maybe you've been there before?
I've been to D.C. once before just to sightsee and be a tourist. This is the first time attending Police Week and attending the National Memorial, but I do feel it's an important thing to be able to go back and recognize the sacrifices that were made and just to never forget what happened.
All right. Lieutenant Brad O'Dell, the Douglas County Sheriff's Office, and again, the Canine Unleashed event Sunday at 3 o'clock. Thanks for coming in.
Hey, thanks for having me.
8:40 at the Morning Report.